I jerked a dude off one.
I'm gonna have to go gay.
I actually want to eat your dick. Actually had sexual fantasies about Christian. I me giving Christian a handjob, and I've jerked off doing it.
Chuck and Sassy Balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, drop trowel, lube up, and brace yourself for another episode of Roscoe's House of Chips in 3, 2, 1,
go! Hello, friends. Welcome to Roscoe's House of Chips. As usual, I'm D-Man McNutt. We have Cody.
What's up?
And, of course, Wade.
What are you doing, guys?
Fondling myself, actually.
I thought I was supposed to do that for you.
I couldn't wait.
I know. I've been busy today.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has been a very, very busy couple of days.
It's been fucking crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
I think your busyness fucking just spread to all of us, and it's your fucking fault. That's all I'm going to say.
It is probably my fucking fault. Jesus Christ. If I have one more fucking thing go down in the next couple of days... Holy fucking shit.
Yes. God.
See, now something will.
Yeah, no. See? Shit, right?
That's the philosophy I live by. I don't ever say the bad shit because then it will fucking happen. It's Murphy's Law.
Yeah, Murphy's an asshole sometimes.
Oh, Murphy's a fucking prick. But here's a cool thing. Check this out, guys. What do you think of the fucking downloads we got yesterday out of fucking Wichita? Holy shit, man.
This just proves my point that fucking Wichita's awesome.
Oh, no.
And I still need to bring up the fact that do we know this is actually Wichita?
Wichita area.
Well, even then.
Okay, but if we went to Wichita, people aren't going to come to see us.
Our Salt Lake City downloads are not showing in Salt Lake City.
Okay,
this
but that's internet for fucking bullshit.
Exactly.
But
I'm not saying I love you, okay. Wichitonians. Don't get me wrong.
If we
I'm
went to
saying.
Vegas to do a show,
yes,
would the people in Utah come to Vegas to see us do a show? Fuck yes, they would.
Exactly.
So if we went to Wichita, say Old Town, the Pump House, people would come to watch our show because they live fucking near Wichita.
Right, but what if people in New York are loving us, but it's showing as Wichita?
No,
they're
not
going to drive that far.
It's not possible.
It is possible.
Not possible.
If someone fucked up the computer, yeah, it is possible. Anything is possible.
Murphy's Law.
Dude, that Murphy's an asshole. Did I tell you what he did with the stick the other day?
It went up your ass?
Yes.
Well, then yes.
All right, then.
But you put it there. I mean, you can't really blame Murphy for that.
Well, why wouldn't I? It was a nice stick.
Covered in shit now.
This is true. Let's continue.
What, Wade?
Let's go.
Let's go what? No, it's fucking awesome at the fact that we got so many fucking downloads. Like, we've never, ever had that many downloads.
In one day. Like, we had close to 500 downloads in a day, and most of them come out of Wichita, Kansas. I was saying yesterday that it was probably half the fucking population of fucking Wichita.
You're an asshole.
Or one guy that's a fucking retard that doesn't know how to operate a computer. That's probably really what fucking happened. Like, hit the button 356 times. Yeah.
No. I don't believe it. I don't believe it because it's a fucking college town. And people are going to, especially college students, like what we have to say. Because we're just badass.
College students are intellectual. This fucking show
are
is
you
fucking
kidding me? Intellectual, my ass.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, I could actually say that Wichita college students probably are about as smart as every other person from Kansas I've ever met.
No fucking... Okay. There are certain sects of universities, colleges that have the intellectuals sex.
Oh. Oh, S-E-C-T.
S. And... They're the intellectuals, but fucking most of them go and party and fucking drop out anyways. I would say 75%. That's probably the dropout rate.
Well, in Wichita, you know, the dropout rate's probably Well, what? they probably go to college when they're like 45 because they've just barely graduated from fucking high school.
Okay, we both know that's bullshit because we've been to fucking Old Town.
The fucking rodeo club on a Thursday night. There is no.
No! Old Town! No, fucking
fuck
Old Town!
Old
Town on a weekend!
I'm talking about the rodeo club on a Thursday night. There is not one person that was there that night that graduated from high school. I
fucking
promise.
There wasn't. No.
Except for us. They wanted to kill us because we were too smart.
Yeah.
I wasn't. That was not a racial joke, guys. I want to let you know that was not racial.
Bullshit.
At all. No, no. It had more to do with the fact
that. Okay, that's not racial. You guys should see him right now. He's wearing a fucking do-rag.
I'm not wearing a fucking do-rag.
You're wearing a fucking do-rag. I can see you.
I'm wearing a shirt tied around my head real tight.
As a do-rag.
Well, yeah, because I'm sweating like a bitch. It's 80 degrees in my fucking house, man. In Washington. Shouldn't be having to have fucking goddamn air conditioning. Fucking bullshit.
How many actual episodes were downloaded?
There was about 5 episodes. Wow, this is nice dead air.
Jeez.
Because fucking Dave just... What the fuck are you trying to say, Dave? Just say it.
I was trying to get you to write back to me.
Well, you need to hand me something.
I was pointing it to you. I apologize for Cody's ignorance, everybody.
Wow.
And possibly mine, but I'm going to blame it on Cody.
Please do. Oops.
Yes.
Anyways, I still fucking love Wichita. That fucking place is... Yeah.
I have a feeling that if I go to Wichita, I will like it.
Yeah, I think you will too. It's a fucking college town. If you want to go, have fun on a weekend.
Are they accepting of my kind?
Fat guys? Yeah.
Awesome. Fat white guys? Yeah. Corn-fed motherfuckers? Definitely.
I'm not corn-fed.
He's beef-fed.
Beer-fed.
Oh.
Did you start driving a vehicle when you were 12 years old?
No.
See, that's a great story about. We were in El Dorado, Kansas. Now, check this out. We're in El Dorado. We go to walk into this restaurant. I can't remember what it was. It was like a fucking shitty-ass steakhouse in the outskirts of fucking town. And this fucking minivan pulls up, and this 12-year-old kid is driving like this old-ass man and his dad. And this 12-year-old...
And grandpa.
And, yeah, and fucking grandpa and all of his brothers and sisters loaded up. I mean, swear to God, they were like... fucking 19 and counting coming out of this fucking van. They were either a big, huge Christian family or like, well, they were too fucking light to be Mexican. But anyway, there was just a lot of people coming out of this one little van. And he comes out and swear to fucking God, I swear to God, Dave,
yes.
the pants on these kids were so goddamn tight. This kid, I don't even know how the fuck he was walking. They were like a size 2 in women's and he was like a fat ass.
He was never going to hit puberty. Wow. That's how tight these pants were.
That's crazy.
And his dad had a moose knuckle that was fucking that wouldn't quit.
That's horrible, man. Men aren't supposed to have knuckles of any kind.
But his grandpa? Fucking elephant trunk. It was weird.
Oh, yeah. He had, like, I think it was his ball sack, actually. I think he'd just taken his ball sack and...
That's right. It was on both legs.
Yeah. Either that or he was the real gauntlet of the Hydra.
He could try. He'll never be there. So...
Yeah. What?
Well, are you going to keep going, or can I bitch?
I was just go with bitch.
Okay.
Just bitch. Come on.
Because we can come back to the amazing amount of downloads. However, I believe I have someone who's going to share a story of their own similar to mine. I'm on my way into town. Okay? I'm a badass. The window's down. The music's cranked.
Fucking A.
It's on a 2-lane. There's the passing lane. So I'm in the fast lane because I live dangerously. And there's someone directly next to me. There's also a left-hand turn lane that we're approaching. Okay, so in a way, there's like 3 lanes.
Yep.
The guy behind the first person waiting to turn just decides, fuck it. I'll just pull back into traffic as I'm doing 50 mile an hour.
I bet they were Asian.
No, it was a middle-aged white dude. And anyhow, so...
White people, what are you doing to us?
I know. So anyway, you know, as I said, I'm hauling ass. I'm doing 50, badass as I am. He turns in front of me. I locked him up. Like, actually locked them up. You could hear the tires screeching. And because I am so talented, I was able not to move over and hit the guy next to me.
Yep.
Because he did move over.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy then turns off, 50 yards up the road? So we gently extended our arms, extended our middle fingers, and voiced our opinion that way.
So did you yell, fuck you?
Many times, yes. Because I wasn't able to hit the horn because I was trying to keep my car from running into people and him as well.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was not excited. I was rather upset. You don't just pull out into traffic to go around a car without looking. Especially in a 50-mile-an-hour zone.
Fucking idiots.
That's being polite, yes.
Yeah, ain't that the truth. And, you know, we need to stop being polite to these fuckers.
True.
Really. Like, you should have just fucking ruined it and be like, what the fuck, bitch?
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be here right now. Which is maybe what you want. I don't know. Maybe that's how it is.
Well, you know, I mean, Dave, we love you, but...
Do you?
I just don't know what... Wade and I have been talking.
This is true.
And I just... We don't know what you bring to the show anymore.
I don't see it either. I really don't.
I mean...
I think that my time has come. My time is gone. And I'm going to call tonight.
You're leaving?
Yeah. Dave's turning off his mic.
For the last time. Before you leave, though, I want to let you know something.
No. See, he's already gone. He took his headphones off, and yeah, Dave's leaving. He's not going to even hear fucking shop with Houston. He's it's just you and I now. I'm sorry, Wade. I had to tell him, you know, as much as we love Dave, how funny he is, how smart he is, he just, you know, he wasn't a good fit for the show.
I think he's a great fit for the show. He's my
That's
favorite.
The bullshit. That's not what you were telling me.
No, fuck you, dude. He's
no,
my...
that's not what you were telling. We had this conversation.
Dave's my... No, you're the one that wanted him off the fucking show. It wasn't me.
Bullshit.
He's my favorite fucking character, Cody. And now what the fuck are we going to do without him? I'm just going to sit there and yell
oh,
at him
you're
for an
a fucking
hour?
Liar. You're such a fucking liar. Fuck we you. Totally no. had this conversation.
We
and you're like, yeah, I think Dave, he's good.
No.
But maybe he should do his own podcast. That's exactly what you fucking said.
That is not what I said. Get out the fucking thing and fucking prove it right fucking now. I'm, you know
Get
what
out the thing. No, this was a conversation over the phone. I don't fucking record our phone calls.
Dave, don't listen to this bullshit.
Dave is gone. It's just you and I. Literally.
Well, what the fuck are we going to sit and talk about then?
How big your balls are?
My balls are fucking massive. Let me tell you something. My balls are fucking huge. There was this one time I was training to be a truck driver for another operation that is owned by the same company that we work for. And I went over these big, long, large bumps. And I don't wear underwear because my balls are so big.
Yeah.
And it holds real tight up against the deal. And, dude, I'm telling you right now, like, I bounced up and my ball went underneath my leg and I sat on my nut.
Oh, nut smash.
Oh, fuck. That's fucking hurt.
So I have to announce a special guest here real quick. What's up, D-Man? How you doing? Thank you for coming to the show.
I'm not D-Man.
Oh, you're not? Who are you?
Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Balls.
Henry Balls?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Henry Balls?
I play with my balls.
Yeah? Like, what kind of balls are we talking? Are we talking like bowling balls, baseballs, basketballs, footballs? What are we talking?
Well, yeah, or someone else's balls is, you know, until they hit me.
Like their own bowling balls or
basketball
balls? No,
they're testicles. They taste funny.
So you would lick my balls if I whip them out right now?
Suck your balls.
My salty balls?
No, he said he would suck your balls.
Oh, I thought he said I thought he would suck my salty balls.
So what happens when somebody actually enjoys that? Or let me try and paint the scenario. Are you just walking up to random dudes and sucking on their balls?
Sometimes I try. There was a guy walking out of your house when I walked up to the window. I tried. You walked up to the door. I tried to suck his balls. He kicked me in the balls. And so, then I walked in here, and now I'm sitting down and talking to you assholes. And playing with my balls. Let me be specific on that.
I think who left was a D-Man, and yeah, that doesn't surprise me that he would kick you.
He said something, yeah. I watched him. I've seen him before when I've been up at you know, watching through the windows at night when you don't think I'm there. It's the same guy.
Well, see, he doesn't live here, so you must be at his place.
Oh, either way.
Do you come to this house and look through the windows?
I've come while at this house, yes.
So the question I have for you is,
yeah,
Henry,
yeah.
When he walked out the door, and he was angry and mad because you obviously, you know, implied that that's what he was. And he kicked you in the balls, right?
Well, he, to be fair, he could have just been mad at me because I called him a little bitch and I smacked him in his ass.
Well, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
So being a professional ball washer.
Yeah.
I've heard that, like, mechanics' cars are the ones that last to get worked on. Like, if you're married to a chef or whatever, they don't cook for you anymore. You know, that type of fucking deal.
Sure, yeah. That's
so
pretty
true.
Do you
wash your own balls? Or do you get tired of washing balls to the point to where yours are just stanky and fucking nasty?
No, I'm not like that. My balls are my first priority. They get attention, and I can bend over, and I can lick them sons of bitches clean. I'm like a cat.
Okay, so if you can lick your own balls, do you suck your own dick?
Well, obviously, yes.
Okay. Like, to completion?
Well, why wouldn't you? Go the full nine. Fuck it.
Do you swallow?
Eh. Maybe every time, but that's not much.
That's not... Okay, so how often do you do it, then?
About every 15 minutes.
So...
If we sit here long enough,
yeah,
we'll see that happen.
We're on a timer now. Like, how many minutes do you start sucking yourself off?
Well, I don't normally do it in front of people.
Okay, but you got to...
That's every 20 minutes.
You just came and, like, sat down in front of this thing that looks like a penis. I mean,
true,
could you perform it, what you do to yourself, on the thing that's in front of your mouth right now?
I really don't see why not.
All right, we're
but
waiting.
This won't paint my face.
But it... Wait. So do you...
It won't
I'm
frost
confused.
Me like a cupcake.
But you swallow. Do
yeah.
you, like, paint your face and then, like, bring it all back in?
Well, you have to. The getting sprayed is part of the fun.
Okay. What if you spray so far, like, it hits something? Do you go and lick that up?
Yeah, it depends on what it lands on.
Is there anything that it lands on that you will not lick it off of?
Poop. I like my poop separate.
So the balls is as far as you will go, then? Like, you won't go to the taint or to the asshole, like, balls to the wall, literally.
Well, and to be fair, I have to kind of bring the balls up a little bit. The cock is easy, but I got to bring the balls up a little bit because they hang about a foot.
Yeah,
about
a foot.
Yeah. Have you seen...
Was there an accident or something?
No, I'm just that big. Have you seen one of the Jackass movies where he's dressed up as the old guy and his balls are hanging out of his shorts? That's kind of like me.
What was that? Grandpa, old grandpa or something like that?
No, well, not bad grandpa, but that's what he's dressed up as.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in one of the Jackass movies.
One of those Jackass. So do you really like the Jackass guys? I mean, are you trying to imitate
them.
What they do?
Yeah, I lick them.
Would you lick Steve-O?
Well, obviously, yeah.
Okay, drug Steve-O or clean Steve-O?
Does it matter?
Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan Dunn. Before and after he died.
Poor Ryan.
I know. But yeah. I gotta know. Would you lick his balls after he died?
No, there's a little respect.
A little, okay, so...
I have very little respect, but for that I do.
There is some morals to what you do.
Right. On occasion.
You know, I think this should be the show now. Henry and Cody, fuck Wade.
I'd fuck Wade.
I'm just... Henry is awesome.
Right in his juicy ass.
But I like Dave better. Henry's a bitch.
Of course what? I'm a bitch.
I fucking hate you, Henry.
Well, fuck you, Wade.
But I love you, so I guess I hate me
I don't
now.
Give a fuck if you love me, Henry. Like, I want
Henry
Dave
balls.
Back. No,
yeah,
Dave
get his,
is, I can't do a show.
Show this
Dave.
Man some respect. Use his full fucking
no,
name.
No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I can't do a show without Dave. Henry's got to go get Dave. I'm serious.
Yeah, but his car drove down. He's not here.
Yeah, I'll go check, but I'm pretty sure his car's gone. Like,
so fucking Cody chases him off, brings this asshole into the fucking show.
No, he just walked in.
Because I walked in, and you're the first person on this block who didn't chase me out with a paddle.
I have an open door policy.
I've met that son of a bitch, though, once before. Hold on, let me see if I can do this.
Hi, I'm back here.
Does that sound like him?
That's actually very close, yeah.
Well, then I will continue to talk like this.
All right. Well, thank you, Henry. Do you mind if we call you Dave?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I'm still going to call him Henry.
All I ask is when I'm at your balls, you paint my face a little bit.
Okay.
Eat something nice beforehand so it tastes good.
The time is ticking here, you know. Are you going to... you know, kind of put your own cock in your mouth here.
Okay. I'm good, yeah.
Well, that was quick. Like, he just fucking, goddamn.
It's a big cock, too. It's a foot-long cock.
It's a foot-long cock?
Well, if you measure, if you call an inch a foot, then yeah.
You're very, very fucking flexible then.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So
look
at
that.
You got foot long balls. You got an inch cock. And you sound like a fucking asshole.
Well, it's a foot long cock just if you go by inches.
Did you fuck your mom?
Which one?
Oh, you have multiple moms.
Yeah, about three or four.
So dad moved you around the country and moved in with random strippers? Is that what happened?
Well,
they're ladies of the night, Wade.
My dad dropped me off in a corner when I was like three, like a corner of a road. So I've just kind of adapted to various moms who didn't kick me out of their house right away.
Now, that must have been difficult because, I mean, they don't have any balls for you to lick on.
Well, not man balls.
Do they have other kind of balls?
Perhaps.
I mean, they have boobs. Did you lick their boobs?
Well, yeah, the ones that hung down to their knees, sure.
Yeah.
But hey, what is this guy doing here? Ow!
Sorry, I'm back. The old fucker jumped my seat.
Oh, hey, Dave.
Yeah, what's going on?
Where'd you go?
Honestly, I just went out to my car to text someone.
Yeah, oh. So, yeah. Okay. I thought I heard you drive off, so must have been one of the neighbors.
I'm glad to have
you
back,
okay,
Dave.
If my car drove off, I need to know about that.
Well, I thought I heard a car drive away, like, right after you left.
Oh, and then to be fair, I went and used the facilities.
Okay. But did you run into, I mean, did you kick Henry in the dick?
Couple times, yeah.
Why? I know he slapped your ass, but.
Well, right, and it wasn't, it was just inappropriate, but the weird thing was, is I kicked him, and he seemed to be pleased by it, and that scared me a little bit.
Hmm. He's one of those guys that loves his nuts to be smashed on.
Go away. I apologize.
All right, Henry, you're done.
So what was the topic of conversation while I was gone? What did I miss?
Oh, God. I don't even want to get into it. Fucking Henry is the most horrible human being alive. I fucking hate Henry.
Balls.
Fuck you.
Shut up, Henry.
He wants to know. I don't give a shit what your last name is. Yeah, okay. Anyway, quick question. So,
now that Henry's out of the
I was explaining earlier that I was almost involved in an automobile accident, but due to my incredibly amazing driving skills, I avoided it.
Yeah.
I believe I'm not the only one who came close today to an automobile incident.
Yeah, fucking. I'm in the middle of an intersection turning left. And this dumb bitch just fucking, she was driving like an SUV, like a fucking dumb Ford Explorer. And just fucking straight at me. I fucking stop in the middle of the intersection because it doesn't look like she's going to stop. She doesn't even fucking look at me. And I keep fucking going. And yeah.
Now, did
that
you stop?
Story. Oh, I stopped. I stopped right in the middle of the intersection because I thought she was going to fucking just keep going.
Did you then hammer time?
Yes.
Wonderful.
But it's hard to hammer time in a four-cylinder.
It is true. I want to bring up something that I because I love when celebrities of any kind, the truth is exposed. And I have read several recent articles on the Duggar family.
Oh, yes.
I am so pleased to know that shit has finally been found. Nobody is that... pretends to be that good with 19 fucking kids, because that's an irresponsible parent right there.
Very.
So many kids to the point where your kids are raising your kids.
It's right. Yeah. You're not a parent.
And to try and give the impression that all 19 of your children are good moral people.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, no. I guarantee you at least one or two of them has same-sex tendencies, aside from the sick fuck who apparently likes children.
The worst part about it is, Dave, is he doesn't just like children. Everybody's making excuses for the fact that he likes
exactly.
Oh, that fucking pisses me off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you got me to read this article, and by the time I was done with this article, I wanted to fucking punch him in the face. And yet, people are like, "Oh, I think that everybody has these tendencies." I think you know what? You know what? That is the worst human being on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Tendencies
there.
To touch my little sisters. Right.
And you know what
That's
pisses
not
me
fucking
off?
Happening.
There's a legal issue called statute of limitations. There are some aspects where that should not even come into play.
And pedophilia? Definitely one of them.
Exactly.
I honestly believe that We should have a pedophile island. We find all the pedophiles. And then we just fucking nuke it.
Absolutely.
Over and over and over again. We fucking pick a different... As soon as it gets full, boom, there goes the nuke. New island.
Very true.
Fuck that. We shouldn't even...
Shut up.
We shouldn't even waste a fucking nuke on their asses. These fucking people...
No, we got to make it a show.
This right here is the worst crime. I swear to God. Like, I put this up with murder and everything, and because it literally destroys a person.
Absolutely.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Right. Well, exactly. The disturbing fucking thing you just said is right true.
And unfortunately, that's the way it is, because then the predators get the prey, but then the prey becomes the predators on the new prey, on the young ones, and it's fucked
up. Can we
up.
Say eventually 50 Shades of Bullshit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And then what ends up happening is oh, hold on. There is an ambulance coming down the road. My dog always howls. Oh, he didn't howl that time. Damn it. Anyway, so it's one of those things that it should be a capital crime, because it literally kills a person and a new person is born after this. And it makes this person's life revolve around this crime for so many years. And so I think that however long it takes to get over it is how, and that prison that person creates is how long that person should be in prison. There shouldn't be these predators out on the street living in a house next door to me, but you know, on a website somewhere. There needs to be a sign in their front yard saying this guy was caught doing this. But he should only get caught once.
I totally disagree. We need the fucking pedophile island, and once it gets full, nuke them.
So you'd rather have an island than to notify the ones that are actually out there?
Yeah, because they'd all be dead.
Well, there is that.
They would be fucking vaporized. And those islands would fill up quick.
Well,
until they stop.
Honestly, though, put the pedophiles in the specific prisons for murderers and things like that, because oddly enough, all these people that do these horrendous crimes, as long as they're not pedophile related, they will beat the living fuck out of pedophiles. And I have no problem with that. I really don't.
Oh, you did this to a little kid? Well, here comes Bubba.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is this same family, back to that subject at hand, this same family poses as this real religious, you know, they got a TV show, they drive around on their fucking bus. I ended up watching some of these shows on Netflix, by the way, guys.
Oh, yeah.
They have like a soda machine in their house, and they've got
washers and dryers, yeah.
This child here is to watch this one, and then we got like the buddy system going on. You know what? Let me tell you something, okay? I have two children. I have two children, and that's enough. That's enough.
Yep.
This whole be fruitful and fucking multiply, it is in the first chapter of the Bible. The first chapter in the Bible, and you will see exactly what happens when somebody takes the Bible seriously. That's the shit that happens. They're creating their own goddamn Noah's Ark, and then the little bastards are fucking molesting each other, and the little bastards are doing all this stuff because they don't have parents. They have two people pretending like everything's okay, and look at us. We're the amazing super family. Well, you know what? I've seen families like yours. I grew up next to families like yours, and every one of you motherfuckers have skeletons in your closet. And the rest of the people that are just normal, everyday fucking people in this world, you have this tendency to diss on and play holier than thou. But it's nice to see the roosters come home. I mean, the fucking chickens come home to roost, you cock fucking suckers.
Absolutely. And you know they're doing all this shit just to afford to live that way, too.
Absolutely.
What did the article say? $45,000 per episode. Not to mention the support that they get from the...
churches and
I'm sorry, it just skipped my mind, but anyway, you know, all their fucking, like, their washers and dryers, all that's paid for, their buses for by other people. It's just
because they need the help. They're good, upstanding family. I mean, when you have that many kids, you need that much help. I mean, come on, Dave.
Well, and the kids can't be that good.
Why can't you see that they're
parents.
Suffering?
I can only imagine a child will sit down to talk with one of their parents, and the parents is like, okay, your name is, oh, that's right, I remember now.
Yeah. It's like a corporation.
Right. I'm scheduled to talk to so-and-so today. This is our communication meeting. This is, it's just fucking making me ill just thinking about it. And I didn't even want to bring this up on the show because I get so mad thinking about it. Because I've seen these massive families like this. Like, I'm part of a family where I'm the youngest of 8 children. And I'm telling you, that was hard on my parents. That was really hard to be a parent to all of us. And there are children that felt like they were left out at some points in time. And there are this, and yep. I can't even imagine 19 children raising them properly. You just can't.
That's why they have to pawn it off on the older kids.
So I have a quick question here. Wade, you just said you were the child of an 8 children family?
Yes, I'm the youngest of 8.
And Cody, you had how many?
I have 5 sisters.
Damn, I'm an only child.
That's why Wade has 2 kids. That's why I have 2 kids.
And I have none.
You're weird.
Right.
Yes. For the time being, that may change, but...
Wait, isn't that why you only wanted 2 kids?
Right. It is.
That's the only reason I wanted 2 kids.
Because I can see right now that there is the sibling rivalries and the different things took its toll on this family. Like, it really did. And mm-hmm. and it literally, between my brothers and sisters and myself, there is 2 generations. You know, my oldest sister is 12 years older than me. And so so there's 2 generations between us. Like, it's just crazy. And so here's my parents trying to raise kids between 2 separate generations.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't even fathom. I can't even fathom it. And taking a term like be fruitful and multiply. And besides that, where's this lady's uterus? Does she have to like pick it up off the fucking floor or something?
Okay, their last kid almost died.
Right. Because he fell out. 20th. He just fucking fell out as he just, like, she was walking down the hallway and just fucking fell out on the floor.
She. Because my wife watches the show. Yeah, I'm not proud to admit that. But.
Well, your house is like 19 and counting with all the fucking animals you got.
There is that.
I'm trying to make my own Noah's Ark. How many times
do
I have
to tell
you? Right,
so are they. They're trying to make their own Noah's Ark. And look what's happening. The animals are starting to fuck each other.
The turtle's going to fuck the fish.
Now you're going to end up with Cody's Island of Dr. Moreau.
Do when he has salty balls?
Shut up. Fucking Henry.
Apologize.
Sorry, my son is in the other room. And he decided to talk as well. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say.
Your wife watches the show.
Wife watches the show, and I, at times, have found it fascinating for the exact reasons that we've been talking about. Because
right.
It's like, why the fuck can they think they do that? They think they can do this because it's a corporation. You have the CEOs or the CEO and the CFO, and they have to, everything has to be filtered through them, and they, you know, delegate all the different tasks to the older kids who then raise. Like, that's exactly how it works.
Well, not only that, but they have the church raise them. They have everyone else raising them, too. And
yeah,
nowadays,
and we all know,
aside from being fucking the fact that having that many kids is just irresponsible in so many ways, you can't afford to have that many kids.
No.
Unless you have money coming in from outside sources, which they apparently he's got some website or internet thing that they won't
child
talk
porn.
About.
Probably has a child porn fucking website.
Probably.
Not to mention the fact that they were getting $45,000 an episode just from the channel. Not from all the, that doesn't count all the sponsors and everything
anything
else.
Like that.
So, yeah, I mean, I can only imagine what the medical insurance is on something like that.
Excuse me, but I must step away from the mic.
There is no excuse for you, but we will maintain, we will live.
Really what drives me crazy, too, about these large, massive families like that is when there was in one of the towns I grew up in when I was a kid, there was a town that a family that had, I think it was 17 children, and they lived in a double wide trailer. Their oldest son literally slept out in a shed, Dave.
Damn.
And they had, I'm not shitting you. And they had like 3 generations of children. And, wow. And they were constantly getting help from the church. They were constantly,
exactly.
They were constantly on welfare. They were constantly all these different things. And you just sit there and think to yourself how much of a lag they are on society. And to be honest with you, how can they possibly for 1 minute come out of that situation a normal human being?
That's crazy. But hey, I'm gonna take off for a bit. I'll be right back.
Okay. So now it's just me, just going off on a monologue. So, yeah. This sucks. I'm all by myself, guys. I don't know what to do. I'm looking up at Cody's ceiling fan. It's in there spinning around and around and around. Well, I guess I'll do what I always do when I'm alone. I'll start singing. I hear somebody fapping in the background.
Okay, I'm back. That's a turtle.
The turtle?
Yes. Okay, now I got to go away again.
Okay, you can go away. So now it's just me again, looking up at the ceiling, pretending like everything's okay. This is going to be a great show, guys. I think our listeners are just going to be sitting there like, wow.
Wow. Okay, I'm back.
This is fucking amazing. Holy shit. Yeah, I forgot to turn on my mic there for a second.
Yeah, and in no way were we stepping away from the mics just because it would be fucking hilarious to leave you by yourself. That would not have been part of what we're doing at all.
No, not at all.
No.
Anyway, we love doing
back
this,
to
this
conversation.
Yes, we love doing this podcast so much, but life does still happen. And
that's a bunch of crap.
I had to pull a lasagna out of the oven. Yeah.
You know, before I was going to ask for a slice, but what if you just rubbed it in my face and let some drip in my pants?
Are you Henry?
No.
Okay, because that'd be something like Henry would say.
He's not that big into food. This is what I don't understand. I've met the guy a couple times. Apparently, he's outside right now. He says he doesn't eat.
Yeah, he said he was like looking in your windows at night.
So, oh shit.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's what that was last night.
Hmm.
Is Henry one of the Duggars?
I guarantee he's one of the Duggars. I guarantee.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right on that. That's fucking scary.
But anyway, I apologize for being an asshole to Wade. Going back to the conversation, in North Idaho, I met a family that had, I think it was 11, but regardless, Holy crap. And it was the same thing. They all seemed like nobody seemed different from another one. They all seemed like they were the same happy church going. They, you know, all the boys dressed the same way, button up shirts tucked in with slacks. All the girls wore dresses, and
you never went to church, but you know you'd see those families all the time when I went to
church, but not
serious goer.
Yeah,
you see those families for what, 2 hours a week,
right?
You know, you might see the kids at youth group for an hour. What the fuck?
Shit, I'm calling somebody. Hold on.
Why are you calling somebody?
I accidentally hit the button on the fucking phone. Should we see who I'm calling?
Who?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Jason. Who's this?
Oh shit.
Oh shit! I accidentally dialed the fucking tooth.
You accidentally dialed the tooth. What's up?
Can Jason hear us?
Right now, I'm getting me a burger and heading home. What are you doing?
I don't think Jason can hear us.
I don't think Jason, can you hear Dave or Cody?
Can you hear me?
Hey, Tooth.
What's up, guys, though?
Oh, he can't hear us.
Nice.
I was moving my phone and accidentally dialed your number.
Oh, yeah? Well, see, that's how special I am.
Well, now Jason is on the podcast.
Yeah, he's not drunk dialing me. His ass is dialing me because it's so damn sexy.
Are you?
No, it's his sausage fingers.
Have you, are you drunk, Jason? Have you been drinking?
No, I ain't drunk. Just got back from fishing. Now, speaking of that, Cody, if you could hear me.
Yes.
You owe me a goddamn beer.
Hey, it's not my fault you're a fucking shitty fisherman.
Yeah, why does he owe you a beer, Jason?
Because the other day on Glide, it's going to be 24, baby. Sorry. The other day on Glide.
Wade, you need to tell him he's on the podcast.
Here going on. It was either beer or gasoline. He told me that should take the gasoline. So I did to go fishing without beer. And I told him if I catch something, it's on him that I caught something. If I missed anything and didn't catch anything, that's also on him. So it's his fault I didn't catch a shit.
Well, okay. So that's your reasoning behind all of this. Well, you know, you are on the podcast right now, which is really fucking weird that I pocket dialed you on the podcast. So you got any questions for all of us?
No.
Did you catch me a fish?
You know what? I would love to sit here and talk with you guys.
I want
to
put a fish down my throat.
Get the
and
fuck
I gotta
out of
eat
here.
So many calories a day to keep it up, or people are gonna start asking to help them move couches and shit.
So you stay fat so that you don't have to help people move couches and shit. Is that what you just said?
I stay fat so when people who actually need help call me. And when people who don't need help, they go, oh, fuck, he's fat. He's not going to help. So they don't call me.
He doesn't get off the couch. Fuck that guy.
Who the hell really needs the help and who the fuck's lazy?
Wow, Jason. That's pretty fucking smart, actually, you know, to stay that fat so you don't have to help people do shit.
I'm doing good, man.
And you guys call him stupid.
Ooh, tell her she's on Roscoe's House of Chips. Can I talk to her?
Yes.
And now we, nope. Dave and I, are completely out of the podcast.
Oh, out. I did. He ain't fucking talking to me.
What the fuck is going on here? You guys, we're on a fucking radio show. Why are you, like, fucking playing musical phones?
Jesus Christ.
Yes?
I don't know. He's staying for the food. Well, technically... Yeah, she's staying for
food. Oh, well, that's pretty awesome. Well, cool, Cersei. We love you.
Talk to you later.
You guys having fun tonight?
Yeah, we're having fun. We'll talk to you later. Okay, bye. Jesus fucking
that
Christ. It's the last goddamn time I pocket dial those motherfuckers.
That was probably the most awkward fucking phone conversation ever.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't know them, so I can't say that I love them. You said we love you, and I can't be part of that we because I don't know them.
Well, we call him the tooth because he has one fucking tooth. Literally, one fucking tooth.
One
in the
tooth.
Front of-
it's his can opener. I love that. I really do. I think that's fucking amazing. It's his fucking can opener.
And he has some of the greatest questions in the whole world, man. I'm telling you. He'll ask, like, you know, he was the one that came up with the wrist question.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he has these great questions, but goddamn, he is so fucking redneck. He's more redneck than the fucking Duggars. I swear to fucking
Duggars
God, man.
Aren't really redneck, though. They shave.
Fuck you. They are redneck. They are redneck and new. They are white trash and new shoes. That's all they are.
Just because his name is Jim Bob.
Jim Bob Duggar? Is that really what his
yes,
name is?
Yes, his fucking name is Jim Bob.
I'm telling you right
now. I
try
to do that without cracking up. I can't do it. And what's her name?
Duff.
Maggie May or some crap? Probably
all
not.
I know is that all their fucking kids are J names.
You know what? I know a family like that.
So do I.
Well, yeah. My cousin has a family that's like that, too. Well, speaking of that, okay, so give me a girl that you guys may have had relations with or anything like that.
That's
each one
easy.
Of you that, no, listen, that okay. may have a redneck type name. I actually did it with a girl named Billy Joel.
Her name was Billy?
Billy Joe, yep.
Okay, well, see... This question is difficult for me to answer because I've only been with one person my entire life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. That's a subject in itself. Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 29 and I turned 30 here, not this Sunday, but the following.
So I got so many questions about this because do you not? Okay, sometimes you don't miss something you've never had, right? Is there times that you wonder what it's like with another person?
Yeah.
I
would be lying if you know, but all guys do that.
Okay, but you see the looks he gives me, so that was kind of a pointless question.
Yeah. Very true. But I mean, you know, as any guy, you're with a woman. And you're going to look at another one and be like, I wonder what she'd be like in bed. That's any guy, though.
Do you think that, like, pretty much at this point, a wet hole is a wet hole? Or do you think that that things are going to be different with each person? Like, that's what I was trying to say is, could it be, in your mind, do you think it's that much different from woman to woman?
I don't know. Honestly, like, I think it would be different because I can't positively tell you that every vagina is different, but that's what I've been told, and, you know, sources are credible, but, you know, one girl is going to like something different in bed than the one girl that I've done stuff with in bed. I mean, women are fucking crazy. Us, just fucking... rubber cock and and we're good.
So is that the fascinating is that the fascinating aspect of it, though, for with somebody like you that and I'm not dissing on you anyway. It just fascinates me some of these things, because is that kind of the thing that draws you to those thoughts I wonder if the same thing I do here would get that person off.
My curiosity.
Like, yeah, the curiosity of what it would be like.
I experienced? Yeah, I definitely think that would be part of it, you know, to expand my knowledge on different ways of doing things, on different techniques, I guess. But also at the same time, I'm a pretty simple kind of guy, and, you know, thing works, and it works for her, and I'm good. But I can't sit here and say, well, I haven't thought about, oh, I wonder what it would be like with her or with her or with her, because that's just what you've done. That Dave has done that. And don't sit here and try and lie, because we're guys. That's what we do. We try to fornicate.
Wait, we lie or we?
We try to fornicate.
Oh, well.
We're guys. We're guys.
See, I actually kind of revere you in a way, because there are a lot of people I wish I would never have had sex with.
Well, I can't necessarily say that either.
Really? So are you envious of guys like us in a way, or do you just not even care? At this level of maturity, do you just not have got to the point where it's not even a big deal to you anymore?
That's the big part, absolutely, is the maturity. I would say 5-6 years ago, yeah, it bugged me more. Definitely, you know, I'm in my mid-20s, married with a kid, and I want to go out and I want to have fun and party. And
right.
What do you do when you go out and have fun and party? You fuck other people. And I still went out and had fun and party, but I didn't fuck other people because I was married. You know, I made that commitment, and I wasn't going to break that commitment. But now, yeah, it would ruin more things in my life, personally, than it would be worth.
Right.
One night of rocking my world is not worth the damage that it would cause. Absolutely not. Not only to myself, but to my wife and to my kids. It's not worth it. I have too much at stake.
The longer you're with somebody, the more you have at stake. That's the way it works, right? Dave, I mean, don't you have any questions for somebody like this that, like, you know, I'm not trying to objectify you in any way, Cody. I just find it fascinating.
No, I'm
and I've had these questions before, but I've just never asked them.
I'm happy to answer.
You know, I really don't, because he pretty much answered everything. Actually, I kind of respect it.
You know, it's one of those things that, like I said before, I made a commitment, and I have to stick to it. Not only because I made it, but it's not just my life on the line. You know, if it was just me and her, okay, that's one thing.
You don't have to worry about Henry, by the way.
He said he came over here, too, and fuck that guy.
Yeah, speaking of came,
Oh, God damn it.
You might have to vacuum over there, clean it. Continue, I apologize.
You heard that Cody was like one step away from being a virgin, and you were like, I'm out. I got to go over here to the corner, huh?
Something. What the fuck is... whatever, dude.
Yeah. But to my kids, you know, that's the biggest thing for me. I'm not going... I came from a broken family.
Right.
And I'm not going to provide that for them at all.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Now, you said, you know, one of the biggest things for your kids, but what about the fact that you still love your wife? What about that?
I'm saying, like, if it was just me and her, it'd be one thing. We could... It would be easier if things went downhill. Yes, I
in
do love
words,
my
it
wife.
It would be
but
easier for you to be a prick.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I still have to be a prick because I'm a dad.
True.
Here's a shovel, Cody. Start digging, motherfucker.
But not as big of a prick to get your ass thrown out.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Exactly.
Okay.
See, Dave gave me a helping
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, I gave it to you.
That's right. That's really what it boils down to for me, is coming from a broken family and seeing not only how it affected me, but it affected my sisters. I'm not going to do that to my kids. Not one bit. And because they don't deserve it.
Right.
They don't deserve it at all, because it's not their fault. If there's issues beyond our control between me and my wife, which I don't really expect any, but like if I was to go out and cheat, yeah, I would expect something to happen. Or if she was to go out and cheat, I would expect something to happen. But beyond that, you know, we can work things out. And that's the way I see it, because it has to be worked out.
Right. You know, I come from kind of a weird family myself, where my dad's first wife was actually my mother's sister. And so, you know, that's actually caused a lot of, you know, strife in our family and stuff. And
family reunions would be very awkward.
Yeah. And seeing the broken home, and then the kids come to the family reunion and have to be reminded, and so does the ex-wife, have to be reminded of what happened to their father's family and different things. I mean, that was really hard seeing that. So I understand. My wife and I, we've been through some serious issues, but I can tell you, we continue to stay together, and it's not just for the kids, but we continue to stay together because the idea of family is more important than our own selfish needs.
Exactly.
Right.
But sometimes your selfish needs, like Dave's situation, Dave's ex-wife, saying that, you know, not necessarily his selfish needs per se, but yes, also because his wife just wasn't there for him. She wasn't doing what he expected that she was going to do. I mean, am I speaking out of turn here?
Well, yes, if you were interviewing her, it would be the opposite.
Well, yeah, but, you know, fuck
yeah,
her.
Absolutely. There was no way. I wasn't going to have a child with her. I wasn't going to continue, and I, you know, didn't really want her to be part of my family.
And you had that ability to not affect anybody else. And my son agrees with you.
Right, yeah.
It was between you and her.
To me, it took a while for me to get there because I made a commitment. I didn't want to, you know, break that. But yeah, I just had to.
But
it wasn't going to happen.
As just a couple.
Right.
You get to that point. Mm-hmm. But as a couple with kids.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to get to that point and then work that point out.
And I mean this with no disrespect to anybody, but I am incredibly thankful that I did not have children with her. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Nope.
I don't think, you know, none of us are going to blame you for that.
No. There would have been some major custody battles.
And that's the thing. Like, maybe it's because I don't want to deal with that either. But I'm speaking as if I have tons of issues. Really, the biggest issue is her bringing all the fucking animals home. But,
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's all her. Has nothing to do with you.
I brought one cat.
And I am still... Yeah, I remember you stopped at my place on the way home. I'm still going out on record right now. I am pissed off.
I know, the axolotls.
Yes, there are
oh
no
my
more.
God.
You promised me axolotls.
You have to wait till next year.
And
Dave.
Now there's no more axolotls.
Next year.
You've decided to put the kibosh on it, and those axolotls are now going to have to live in the ghetto. They were going to have a great home here. I don't know. Wade, what do you think about this bullshit?
All I could think was... Okay.
I think that he doesn't need any more fucking animals.
Thank you. All I could think when he said
but
ghetto
he invites
was...
me over.
You know...
And you.
World War II, yeah. Nazi Germany, where they threw all the Jews were into ghettos. And then what they did with all the Jews was they threw them into fucking ovens.
Well, yeah,
so all I could think was throwing axolotls into ovens.
There's like an axolotl concentration camp out there somewhere. No, this is a great segue, though, into, you know, it is Father's Day week. And you know, I'm going to go down and see my father for the second time this month. I mean, that, you know, I'm just real tired. And because of I'm going to be taking two trips down to Utah in 1 month. But, you know, what was it, Cody? Was there anything that your father ever taught you or anything like that that you could honestly say you take with you? Or was it his lack of teaching that taught you more?
I honestly consider myself to be a wise person.
Okay.
I had to grow up quick, coming from a broken family. And I think that's why I'm kind of the way I am now, almost 30, but I feel like I'm 12.
Right.
Like, my mentality is of, like, a 12-year-old. I could sit here and talk about fart jokes and dick jokes and all that fun jazz, because it's fun. I'm a 12-year-old still.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also learned lessons from my dad that he did not intentionally want me to learn.
Okay, what was that?
Probably the biggest thing was to control yourself, mainly with alcohol.
Right. He taught you how to do things in moderation.
Yes, because he went too far with it.
What about you, Dave? Was there anything that you're like, what was the one thing that your father taught you that just stands out as a man?
There's quite a few.
Excuse me.
Respect,
I will
honesty.
Be right back.
Yeah, to be a decent person, to not hate, to, yeah, I mean, I can go off forever. I'm very lucky in that aspect.
See, I'm lucky too. You know, my dad, he, you know, I did that Father's Day gift this week, and you know, I just keep thinking about my childhood growing up and what my father did for me and what he taught me. And you know, the biggest thing he taught me, I think, was that the greatest gift you can give a child is to love a child's mother.
True.
You know, because if you, anything else really doesn't matter. That if you, because I'm going to be honest, like my dad and my mom, they can be pains in the asses, but my mother and father, like my dad would seriously walk through an army to be with my mom. And it just astonishes me. Every day I look at those two and they're in their 60s and they still love one another. And I want to be there one of these days.
That's awesome.
Right.
And you will be, because you want to be. Go.
Right.
And, you know, and I do have to kind of go back a little bit in, you know, in reference to Cody here, you did learn quite a bit, because you are an excellent father, I have to say. All the shit that I give you, I can't give you shit about that.
To be honest with you, okay, my wife is now in the room. And yes, our son fell down the stairs this last Monday when she wasn't home. The problem was, I was upstairs and he wanted to join me, but his older sister was blocking him on the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he got excited, stood up, and he still walks like a drunkard, and he fell. He fell on his side and rolled down the stairs, basically.
Okay.
Luckily.
Okay, that is not falling down the stairs.
That's falling down the stairs, because I heard it was boom. 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 And then whack as he hit the bottom. Yeah. So,
you know, I'm trying to compliment you and this gets thrown in here. Yeah.
Well, that's thanks to my wife.
Yes.
You know, you do a good job. No, he doesn't. Love you, honey.
That was so believable, the way yes. She said that. Tell her to say it, crack a mic and say it again. We didn't. The fans didn't believe that.
No.
We didn't hear
no,
you
no.
well enough. You got to come over here.
Yeah. Speaking to Dave's mic. What?
When you said you loved him back, there was a certain tone to it that you were just being polite.
I love you too. What?
No, you got to speak right into that
yeah.
mic. Come on.
I love you too.
There you go.
See?
That was believable.
It was believable.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she
knew she was on cue.
But I do.
Say I love you, goddammit. Like when
shut
you
up, me.
Say it because if you fucking don't.
Okay, me, shut up, me.
When this podcast goes off, I'm beating your ass, drowning you in the fucking turtle tank, you bitch. Jesus Christ.
That's not me, okay?
So sick and fucking tired of this shit.
Stop it, me.
Don't even say I love you. Kids fall downstairs. You fucking blame it on me. I'm fucking sick and tired of this shit. Every goddamn time I turn around. Everything I fucking do is wrong.
Shut up, me. Okay?
Well, fuck you,
you piece of shit.
No,
fuck
you,
me.
So tired of this.
Fuck you.
Me.
Fucking all right, turtles.
Shut up.
Okay. All right, I'm back.
No, I wanted to thank you for the compliment, Dave. And in a way, yes, I guess you're right, because again, it was more wisdom. It wasn't directly taught to me. I had to see what he didn't do in order to do the opposite.
Right.
You know, I learned from his mistakes versus him.
Right.
Making me learn.
He is a very good father. I'm just teasing.
You got to get a little closer on the mic there.
He's a great father. I was just teasing.
There we go. Thank you.
But one of you needs to calm your turtle down.
Oh, shut up.
She just dug at you.
No, we're at, yeah, everybody, you know, I'm that stuffy doll, right? We're actually right at an hour. So if you have anything else to say or Dave has anything else to say, I think this is a good stopping point.
I was going
to
talk about women's styling products, but we can wait for another time.
Wait, do you have anything else?
No, you know, happy Father's Day, guys. And
yes,
I'll
very
be,
much
I'll,
so. Happy Father's
I'll,
Day.
I will be in Utah next week, and I know we have some listeners down there. If you guys want to get together, you know, get a hold of us on Facebook, and maybe you can get on the show, and we can talk to you and interview you and stuff.
And that's facebook.com/Roscoe's House of Chips.
And thanks for putting up with this crazy week, guys. Like, this week, we are all just tired
so
and beat.
So crazy. Yeah. This is my only free night.
Really, there's so much shit going on, but we love doing the show so much that we just have to do it.
Yes.
Taking that 2-week break was
needed.
Hard. It was needed because I feel like it also gave us time to reflect and come back strong.
Right.
And you have to do that sometimes. When you're so focused in on something, you have to be able to step back at a certain time and go, okay, what have we been doing? What needs to change? Can we do this better? And
right.
I think that's exactly what we did with our little break.
Right.
Like, I feel like our show is still the same show, but we're also talking about different things, and we're bringing light to certain subjects that we probably wouldn't have talked about before. Because I think we're more comfortable actually doing it, too. You know, you get so stressed out doing stuff and whatnot. Fuck off, Dave.
I'm not laughing at you.
Okay.
And what I think is great, too, is we don't always have to be the yucky laughing guys. Like, I really enjoy hearing these serious subjects and talking to Cody about this real stuff. Like, I didn't come from a broken home.
I'm an asshole?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, Dave, that's not what I'm saying. I enjoyed talking about these real things with Cody and his broken home. And,
oh, yeah. No, I know.
And different things because it sheds light. And, you know, there's many people out there that go through these same things. And to come out of it on this side, because trust me, Cody, you didn't have to come out as good as you did, which tells me a lot about your mother, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a whole other conversation that we could have because through all of it, everybody blamed her, but no.
She sent you capes. She sent you capes.
She did
like
send
three
me
weeks.
Capes.
She sent you capes like 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what her last name is. Cody's mom. If you listen to this show.
No, she doesn't because I told her not to.
Right. She's not like my mom who listens to the show and then yells at me for what's on it.
Yeah, right.
And then when I get a decent amount of downloads for a song or something, I post, see, that stuff is so much better than what you guys do. I'm like, Mom.
Shut up.
It's because you like share it with your friends. And you can share it with your friends and you're not embarrassed of me.
Now, let me clarify on the capes here real quick.
Right.
They were capes that I wore when I was my son's age. Like,
right.
That's how, like, I opened the box. She didn't tell me that she was sending them. And so I opened the box and I pull these out and I'm just, all these memories just come flooding back. Like, oh my God, these are my capes. This is so awesome.
You know, yeah, and that's fan, that's cool. I would love for her to make us some capes, though. Some Roscoe's capes. Like, I think that would be so cool. Like, us three having Roscoe's capes. Like,
RHOC, Roscoe's House of Capes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. But yes, guys, Wade is going to be down in Utah. You need to find him. You need to talk to him.
And we're going to be doing a show from down there. So yes, please, please get a hold of us. And I would love to interview people live from down there.
I was
going to
say, you know, when he's interviewing you, molest him a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit, you know. Not like Henry molest, but just touch him here and there. And Dave?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For coming over on your one free night of this week. And
absolutely.
Fucking giving it everything you got.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Thank you guys for listening to the show.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed. And we will talk to you next time.
Well, it's time to say goodbye to Roscoe's House of Chips. Hope you enjoyed all of it. So if you like what you hear, come back next week for more. Well, we're goofy motherfuckers, and yeah, we know it. Come back again, you know you love it. So don't shed a
fuck.